Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has stepped down. Last week, the White House denied a report in the New York Times that a month after President Trump fired then-FBI Director James Comey, Trump asked Comey's deputy McCabe, who he voted for. McCabe said he didn't vote. And McCabe has long been a Twitter target of the president's. Critics have wondered if that is interference in the Russia investigation, which McCabe ran for a time. Also, the State of the Union is tomorrow. As the president swore in his new Health and Human Services Secretary today, he took a moment to preview his speech, which he said will address an immigration deal lawmakers are hammering out.
For many years, they've been talking immigration. They never got anything done. We're going to get something done. We hope. It's got to be bipartisan because the Republicans really don't have the votes to get it done in any other way. So it has to be bipartisan. But hopefully the Democrats will join us, or enough of them will join us, so we can really do something great.
Asked if he's inviting Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer back to the White House for negotiations, the president said, "We might." NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro is here. Domenico, start with McCabe stepping down. Not a surprise in that he'd indicated he would retire. But where does this leave the Trump tweet attacks on him, or, you know, the president's questioning about his voting?
Well, no, this is not a surprise given the fact that McCabe was supposed to resign at some point this year. He's eligible for retirement in March. But the announcement did come abruptly. NPR's Carrie Johnson confirmed that McCabe is stepping down today. One source called it basically a done deal now. And McCabe for months has been subjected to, tweet attacks from President Trump. There have been at least five very pointed Twitter attacks from the president, calling out McCabe's wife for having run as a Democrat and having donated money to Democratic campaigns. McCabe himself voted in the Republican primary in 2016, but not in the general election, apparently. Yeah. So, this is going to mean McCabe is somebody who was a career official who was looking for, was becoming retirement eligible in March. And everyone expected that at some point early this year that this would become effective and that he would at least stay on, even if it's in a temporary leave position through March, which is what's happening.
Well, I guess the question is, it's speculation, but will the president questioning an official about his voting record or attacking him on Twitter, will that be part of what critics say is witness intimidation or, an attempt to derail the investigation?
Well, it's certainly a question that's going to be raised. The president also the Washington Post reported yesterday that the president was wondering why he couldn't, influence my guys at the Trump Justice Department, as he called it. So, there is definitely a blowing up of what the normal processes are, what the protocols are. And depending on that line, and I'm not exactly sure the legal line on this, we know that the Mueller investigation is at least looking into the possibility of obstruction of justice. And James Comey, the fired FBI director, certainly was laying a trail for Mueller during his testimony on Capitol Hill and has shared his memos with Mueller.
Well, later today, lawmakers could vote to release that controversial Republican memo alleging FBI surveillance abuse of the Trump campaign. Democrats say it's got cherry-picked information just to discredit the FBI. So they've renewed a push for a law to protect FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller from being fired. But in an interview on ABC's This Week, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham seemed to disagree.
I see no evidence that President Trump wants to fire Mr. Mueller now. It's pretty clear to me that everybody in the White House knows it'd be the end of the President Trump's presidency if he fired Mr. Mueller. So I think we're in a good spot with Mr. Mueller.
Well, back in August, though, when people were hearing about this speculation that Trump had tried to fire Mueller, Republicans were more on board with a law to protect him. What's changed?
Well, Republicans are split on whether or not they think there's a necessity to pass a law to say that they could protect Mueller. Maybe if there were rumors or speculation that started to crop up that the president was thinking about doing this again, that that might push them in a different direction. But at this point, they've showed no willingness to say that they're going to put something on the table or think that that's necessary. Yeah. So let's see where that goes right now. And certainly impeachment is off the table as a Republican controlled Congress. So, you know, these kinds of questions are more likely to be settled with this year's elections.
Look, we only got less than a minute, but the president's inaugural was bleak and nationalistic. He spoke of ending the American carnage. What do you expect tomorrow?
Well, look, the president has a lot to tout. The economy is doing well. The U.S. isn't in a hot war that where you're seeing mounting American troop deaths. But he has low approval rating, no health care plan, no immigration plan. He's had a divisive presidency. I would expect that he tries to appear calm, scripted, that sort of measured tone with bipartisan overtures, because he knows this is going to be one of the biggest audiences of his presidency, certainly his biggest one of the year. More than 47.5 million people tuned in to the State of the Union or to the joint the address to joint Congress last year. So I would expect that again.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You're welcome.